Thank you for calling Travel Resorts of America. My name is Sandra. How may I assist you today?
Yeah, I am. I was looking to see what you guys had at Mohican, at Wally World.
You're calling to confirm a reservation?
No, I was calling to see what you guys had available.
Okay, are you a member?
Wally World. Yeah.
Can I have the first and last name on your membership?
It's Richard McCormack.
That's R-I-C-H-A-R-D.
Yes. And then
can you
spell
your last name for me?
Yeah, it's M as in Mike, C-C-O-R-M-A-C-K.
Okay, that's M-C-C-O-R-M-A-C-K.
Yeah,
was that correct, sir?
M-C-C-O-R-M-A-C-K. Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
And that's for Richard and Melissa?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you verify your phone number, email address, and your mailing address for me?
It's 740-403-7495. My phone number, my email address is ram.communications@yahoo.com. My mailing address is 7142 Marion Road, Newark, Ohio, 43055.
Thank you for verifying the information for me. And what resort would you like to make a reservation for?
Wally World.
Wally World. Okay. Let me place you on hold and pull up that resort.
Okay.
Thank you for holding for me, sir. And we located that resort for you. Now, would you like to make a cabin reservation or a campsite reservation?
I was wanting to see if the cabin was available any weekend in the allotted time I have to make a reservation.
Well, we have to just check by the date, sir. So what's the beginning date?
Okay, the beginning date would be the 29th, checking out the 31st.
This is August or July?
July.
You want to check in on August the 29th and check out which date?
The 31st.
The 31st. This a campground or cabin? You say the cabin?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me phrase you on hold while the system sees if we have anything available for those dates.
Okay.
Thank you for holding it for me, sir. And the system shows they don't have any cabins open for those dates. Would you like to adjust your dates?
Yeah. Try the 5th of August checking in. Checking out the 7th of August.
I'm sorry, you want to check in on the 5th of August and check out on the 10th of August?
Yes.
Okay. Place you on a brief hold while the system checks for you. Thank you for holding it for me, sir. Shows they don't have anything available for those dates. You have another date in mind?
Okay, how about August 12th through the 14th. Checking
August
out on the
12th, 12th through
out on the 14th.
August 14th. Thank you for holding it for me, sir. System shows they don't have any cabins available for those dates.
Okay. How about August 19th through the 21st?
August 19th, check in. August 21st, check out.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, sir. Shows it doesn't have anything available for those dates.
Okay, how about August 26th, checking in, checking out on the 28th?
Check in August 26th, check out August 28th.
Yep.
Okay. Shows it doesn't have any cabins available for those dates.
Okay, how about checking in Friday, September 2nd, checking out on the 4th?
Check in September the 2nd, check out September the 4th.
Yep.
Let me check for you. Hold on just a second. Thank you for honing for me, sir. And now it shows that you must book this reservation within 30 days for the cabins. It says you can book this reservation on August the 3rd. Trying to pull up, do you already have a reservation?
No.
Hmm.
I don't
so
have
I'm not sure why it informed us of that, but it stated that that's the only time that you could make a reservation.
Okay. So I got to wait till August 3rd to try to make a reservation. It's
yes,
probably
sir.
30 days out or something like that.
Yes, sir.
On cabins. But it's probably not available anyway. I mean, that's the problem. Like, they sell you on this, telling you that you can get cabins and that you can get, you know, these good campsites, and you can't get any of the above. So let's try checking in on the 29th, checking out the 31st of July. What campsites do you have available?
Okay, so you want to change the campsites. And what were those dates again?
Yep. July 29th, checking in, checking out on the 31st.
Okay, let me pull that up for you. Hold on just a second.
I'd prefer something on the river if they have anything.
No, I'm not pulling them, no. I do apologize, sir. Sometimes our system loads fast. Sometimes it goes slow. Right now, it's going extremely slow. It's very frustrating.
Okay.
I do apologize because I know you all be wanting assistance right now. It's just going so slow. I apologize.
I don't
it frustrates me because it frustrates the customer. So it does frustrate me.
Yeah.
I do apologize.
The only thing that frustrates me about this whole situation, which I know has absolutely nothing to do with you, is just they sell you, and they bring all these people in, right? They give them the best campsites, the cabins, everything, to sell them on buying their product, you know, basically a timeshare at a campground. And then when you go to use it, either there's no good sites ever available or there's never any cabins available. And I was told 2 weeks ago by three different reservation people that there was no cabins available at Rocky Fork, okay? Then you're telling me that there's no cabin available at Wally World for the next month, right? Then I said, I want to speak to member services because I'm very frustrated with the fact that I don't have anything, you know, Like, what did I buy this for if I can't use it, right? Well, then they proceed to tell me that there are cabins available. And they're like, oh, well, we can see things that the reservations can't. Why
and
would
that,
you
that
have
is correct.
For reservations? For the reservationist not to be able to see it.
Like, I'm it not sure. Yes, sir. I do understand how that is frustrating, but that agent and member services, they did give you the correct information. They can see sites that we can't see. I'm not even sure why they have the system set up like that. But that is how they have their system set up.
To do a job, when you got to escalate your job for someone else to do it just because they're not giving you the proper information to do your job in the first place.
Yes, sir.
Like,
we state that every day,
right?
But, you know. Yes, sir. Exactly. But, okay, it
like,
did pull up for
oil.
I'm sorry.
Like they say, they're going to kill oil. They're going to stop oil production, but we don't have a plan as to how everybody's going to get from A to B meanwhile. Like, don't you think we should have the plan for how everybody's going to get where they're going before we stop using oil? Like, I'm a tree hugger. I'd love the idea of us not having fossil fuel, but don't you think we should have something to replace the fossil fuel before we starve the world doing it? Like,
yes, sir.
I just don't understand. And it's not just one. It's like corporate America, corporate global is thinking like that. Like they're trying to remove things before they have an answer to fixing it. That's why Sri Lanka just got overthrown. You know, the people of Sri Lanka just overthrew their government because their government said you can't use fertilizers anymore. They got halfway through the year, realized, hey, we're all going to be starving to death at the end of this year. And they went and overthrew their government because their government was making laws that were going to cause them all to starve. And they're doing the exact same thing in our country right now. It's like they're trying on purpose to make sure we're all starving and can't get to where we need to go. And it just doesn't make any sense to me why they would do that to us. I don't care what side of the aisle we're on. We're all going to starve together, you know. Whether they're Democrat or Republican. Like when we're all starving together, we're all going to be wondering why. And the bottom line of it is we gave too much control to the governing body, to the overseers.
Yes,
but
sir.
Anyway.
Yes, sir. I understand your frustration, unfortunately. You know, I can't say anything personally about that. So I do apologize. Okay. But it did load for the campground site. So you want to try to arrive on July the 9th, 29th?
Yeah. July 29th.
And you
29th.
Want to leave to July the 31st?
Yes.
Okay. And you have a trailer, travel trailer?
Yeah.
How long is that?
16 foot.
Okay.
16 feet.
Now, do you have any slide outs?
No.
Okay. Let me see what the system has available for you, sir. I do understand your frustration, and I do sympathize. Let me place you on a brief hold, see if I can locate something for you. Thank you for honing for me, sir. Now, it does show sites available. Now, you show your length is 16 feet. And
yes, ma'am.
The closest one they have past that, that's not way beyond that, is 20 feet. Oh, that's 36 in length. Yes, sir. So they have site A2. D2.
Oh, you're looking at Rocky Fork Ranch.
Oh, I'm
Walla
sorry.
World
It did not.
Have...
I'm sorry. I thought I had changed that. I did. I'm not sure what's going on with my system. Hold on just 1 second. Thank you for holding for me, sir. I had to talk to my supervisor and ask her what was going on. Told me refresh the screen. Wouldn't have to do that before, but I guess now we have to, because now we have it on Wally World for you. So let me put those dates back in for you.
Okay, thank you. It's July 29th, checking in, checking out July 31st.
Yes, sir, that is. Hold on just a second for me. Thank you for holding it for me, sir. And it updated to Wally World Riverside Resort for you. And it's showing the only site available is site 199.
See here, where is that money gone? Okay. All right, I appreciate you. Can you put me through to member services, please?
Oh, yes, sir. I can get you transferred over to member services.
Okay.
I do apologize. I'm unable to assist you, but thank you for calling Travel Resorts of America. Please hold the line for me.